This sermon was preached by Pastor Naphtali Ogalo at Grace Baptist Church, Eldoret, Kenya.
I ask you to turn with me to that passage that was earlier read, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27. Matthew, chapter 27. If I ask you, what is the greatest question you have ever faced in your life? Now, if I ask you, what is your greatest question since last week or since last month, maybe some here, when I come, watasema, swali kubwa ambayo ninayo maishani mwangu sasa ni vipi nitaweza kupata karo la shule, au vipi nitaweza kupata chakula cha kutosha kwa sababu pesa ya mafuta imeenda juu sana, bei ya mafuta imeenda juu sana. How am I going to face life with such a demand on me when everything is going up because of fuel? Maybe that is your great concern. Well, for some of us some years ago, maybe what was our greatest question was, whom shall I marry? Or maybe you are faced with a question, shall you marry me? And that to us at that time was a big question. Or, who will be my friend? Now, questions like that are there in life. But my friend, I want to tell you this morning, those questions, as important as they are not the greatest question in life. From this passage we have read, we are going to learn about someone who was face to face with a great question in his life. In fact, the greatest question in his life, and the question remains greatest in our lives today. We have read the passage how when Jesus was facing the last week, the last few days of his life here on earth, he was brought before the ruler, the governor, the judge of Judah, this Roman governor called Pilate or Pilato. Akaletwa mbele ya Pilato, akasimama, na Pilato akaanza kumuuliza maswali. And so we are going to learn how Jesus standing face to face with a governor, a man whose word was enough to condemn Jesus, a man whose word also was enough to acquit, that is, to let Jesus go free. We are going to learn how a man in his position, the judge of all of that country of Judea, how he handled the question, what shall I do with Jesus? And we will learn from his question some important lesson for ourselves. I have described Pilato kama mtu mwenye nguvu, mwenye uwezo. Ni yule alikuwa na uwezo wa kukaa kwa kiti cha enzi na kutoa hukumu au amri fulani, na whatever chochote ambacho alisema, that was done. But how did he handle himself? Now we are going to look at that. This question is important because we are in the period of Easter. And during Easter time, we are thinking of the suffering and the death of the Lord Jesus and then his subsequent resurrection. And so because, therefore, kila moja wetu tunafikiria kuhusu Yesu na kifo chake na kufufuka kwake, it is important we bring our attention to this passage. God willing, on Friday, yes, my brother described it as a fellowship, and it will be, but it is a service. We will be having a service on Friday, a brief service from 11. You don't need to come at 10:30 or at 9:30. Just come early so that at 11 we begin. If you come late, you'll find the service finished. But God willing, we will then follow this story. Today, we are seeing Jesus brought before Pilate. And Pilate had to do something with Jesus. The question specifically is in verse 22. So please bear verse 22 in mind. Pali na sema, what shall I do then with Jesus who is called Christ? Pilate asked. When Jesus was brought to Pilate, a number of voices spoke to Pilate. Kuna watu kadhaa, kuna sauti kadhaa, Pilato alisikia. Itatusaidia tukielewa ni wakina nani waliongea, akasikia, na basi akaamua kufanya nini. The first group of people to speak in the ear of Pilato are the crowd. We are told about the crowd a number of times about the crowd. And then, within this crowd, if we look at it keenly, it was composed of religious leaders, scribes and the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, and then the common people, the wananchi, if you like. They form the crowd. But what did Pilato hear into his ear from the crowd? Look with me, please, in verse 1 and 2. Mstari wa kwanza na wa pili inasema hivi. Early in the morning, all the chief priests and the elders of the people came to the decision to put Jesus to death. Verse 2. Led him away and handed him over to Pilate, the governor. So it was very clear what they were telling the governor. We have brought this man to you because we want him to be put to death. That's verse 1. Angalia mstari wa 12 pia. Verse 12. When he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. From this part of the crowd, the chief priests and the elders, it was one message to Pilato. We want this man to be put to death. However, he gave no answer when they accused him before Pilate. Verse 20, look at it. But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus executed or destroyed or put to death. They were very clear, my friends, what they wanted Pilato to hear. In fact, also verse 22, Pilato anauliza, what shall I do then with Jesus who is called Christ? Pilato asked. They all answered, crucify him. Verse 23. Why? What crime has he committed? Asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, crucify him. My friends, the point I'm making is clear. The crowd had one message They wanted Pilate to hear. Get rid of Jesus. Now, just as Pilate was hearing the crowd speaking, whether it's the chief priests or the scribes or now the masses, the wananchi, neno moja, if you like, message moja ilikuwa inakuja na kupika kwa Pilato. Get rid of him. We don't want him. And just as it was then, it is still today. We hear voices, my friends. We hear, and you hear voices shouting in your ears in one way or another. But the message is, Jesus, no, he's not going to be your savior, is he? So they tell you. And such voices come from your family members sometimes. Such voices will come from your workmates, colleagues, who you work with. And they say, oh, you mean you're going to church? You mean you're going to prayer meeting? Oh, so you want to be a Christian? And so what they say is to make you say, Jesus, you want him to be your savior? Oh, boy. We hear these things from different people, different quarters. They seem to have made their decision, nothing to do with Jesus. And so they want to pull you that way. The crowd was telling Pilato, get rid of this man. Get rid of this man. Get rid of this man. But then number two, not only the crowd, there was also another voice speaking to Pilato. This one is a voice not described by name, Anna Gina Tuflani. It's what we call conscience, the mirror. Conscience was speaking to Pilato. Conscience pia inamueleza Pilato jambo fulani. Kumbuka, the wananchi walikuwa wanamueleza Pilato, hapana, huyu, tumemshtaki, we don't want him, in fact, put him to death. But what was conscience telling Pilato? Just like all people here this morning, Pilato also had his own conscience. And his conscience had one message. The message was bothering him. The message that conscience was giving to Pilato, Pilato, you know what is right to do. Do it. You know what is right to do. Do it. Conscience. The mirror. And every one of us here, we have it. Let me take you briefly through how conscience was speaking in this man. Please look with me. His conscience against Jesus. Look at verse 11. I'm restricting ourselves today to this passage alone. But look at verse 11. Meanwhile, remember these people have brought Jesus before Pilato, and then on Shtaki, and then verse 11. Meanwhile, Jesus stood before the governor, Pilato, and the governor asked him, are you the king of the Jews? That is in the court of law. Are you the king of the Jews? Yes, it is as you say, Jesus replied. Now you may wonder, but where is the conscience there? My friends, the conscience is there. Here, Jesus stands before the governor of the region that he was in, Judea. And Judas may not have, Pilato. Pilato may not have had meetings, regular meetings with Jesus. But Pilato standing there, or Jesus standing there, declares to Jesus, excuse me, asking Jesus, who are you? Are you the king of the Jews? And he says, yes, I am. just as you have said it. In other words, Pilato, I have told you, I have answered as you have asked me, that indeed I am the King of the Jews. Look at verse 13. The conscience of this man obviously is working. Verse 13. Then Pilate asked him, don't you hear the testimony they are bringing against you? In other words, when in verse 11, Jesus is asked, Nakajibu ndio, I am the King of the Jews, then these people accused him of various other things, but Jesus gave no answer. So that in verse 13, Pilate says, listen.
We do hope you have been blessed by the sermon you have heard. We want to encourage you to tune in to more of similar messages. We also want to encourage you, if you are able, come and join with us in our worship services at Grace Baptist Church, West Indies, Eldoret, just behind Cogo Flats. Thank you.